It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We're a team in transition.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Brian Gertz and to Connor O'Donnell for getting us twitching again this morning, and thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Mosoff, thank you for listening on this Thursday.
Yeah, a lot of fun today. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Never heard of that guy.
That's unbelievable.
Never heard of that guy either.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work, as always.
Mitch Keller is one big pile of meh.
Told you that one
was coming
back.
With all due respect.
Yeah. Hey, we've got Marshall Harris. He's right here. I can see you, Marshall.
I'm here. The Bulls are here. We're all here.
You got your WNBA shirt on.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Because you're part of the support
staff. It was clean.
For the W.
Thank you very much, David Haw, for pointing that out, because that's exactly why I'm wearing this shirt.
Yeah, clean laundry.
It was not just that it was clean, because I have a bunch of clean laundry. It was at the top of the pile in the drawer. I opened the drawer.
That matters.
This is what it was.
Yeah. And Layla Rahimi is here as well.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How was your draft night?
It was observational. Is that the right word?
It's good. Yeah.
I feel like, we were just watching and observing and taking notes and noticing that a lot of people who we thought might move on a certain team we covered didn't move. So that was interesting. Mais oui, bien sûr.
Yeah, they got.
I can only laugh.
They got the Frenchman we didn't talk about. Really, we talked about Joan Berenger, and they drafted
Noah
Essengue.
But to have Queen still on the board,
yeah, that's it. You know,
I know how this show feels about that.
And to have him go the next pick.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. that was hard to watch. No doubt about it. No, Derek Queen is, I think, going to be an excellent NBA player. And I think I'll always compare his career with Essengue's. That's how it goes. That's part of watching the draft and picking a guy and living with the outcomes. Yeah, it was a little disappointing at the time. They've explained it well. They have the reasons. And we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. It wasn't necessarily... That was a deliberate decision that was made. And, you know, they typically won't talk poorly about somebody that they didn't take.
Right.
But it makes you wonder what they saw that was a red flag to them between, say, the end of the NCAA tournament. And now the combine, I think there was a lot of discussion there.
It might not have been anything that they saw. It might have been just a fit for their style and approach that no matter, you don't change that. You can't change that.
Yeah, I think that it was exactly the change of fit. They wanted someone, whether it was, you know, one of the two Frenchmen or Asa Newell or someone they felt could run the floor both ends.
That was also
That
was also surprising to me was Newell. You know, that was still an option for
them. He dropped pretty far.
Yeah. What have ye today?
Well, we have a bit of a Cubs pregame show because this is an early game for show today in St. Louis. So that gets us started at 12:45 with Zach Zaidman. We'll go backwards. We're going to grade the pick. We're going to talk about what Mark Eversley had to say, not just with you guys, but also last night about the process and what they think that they want to do and how to build their team. There's a lot of information there, and I'm not sure how it all fits together. So we'll suss it out. It is a show today, but the Cubs responded in a very positive way last night. We will do that. Joe Cali talks Bulls with us at 11. I know a lot of people always like to hear what he has to say. We do too. 11:45 is our halftime. 12 o'clock is 5 on it with a lot of different discussions about what's going on today and a bonus question about influential sports figures from Maine as we get you ready for the Cubs game.
Have a great show.
Bienvenue à Paris, tout le monde à Chicago. Bonjour.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.